Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VII, the first of the Tudor monarchs. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 3rd of July 1495, the pretender Perkin Warbeck landed at Deal in Kent with men and ships. In the ensuing battle, the Battle of Deal, with Kentish men who supported King Henry VII, around 150 of Warbeck's men were killed and over 160 captured. Warbeck himself managed to escape, fleeing to Ireland. Warbeck claimed to be Richard of Shrewsbury, Duke of York, the younger of the princes in the Tower, and with Yorkist support and that of Margaret, Dowager Duchess of Burgundy, and Emperor Maximilian, he'd set about claiming the throne. You can find out more about Warbeck in my video from the 23rd of November, which I'll give you a link to in the description. But here's an account of Warbeck's landing at Deal, taken from Sir Frederick Madden's 19th century work on Warbeck, which is based on contemporary sources. It was in the course of the summer immediately following that Perkin, having received from Maximilian, Philip and Margaret the aid of ships and men, made his first attempt on the coast of England, and on the 3rd of July 1495 landed a portion of his troops at Deal in Kent. The time had been well chosen, having probably been previously concerted with some secret agent in England, for Henry was then engaged on a progress towards the north and did not return till the middle of October. Had the adventurer indeed at this period been joined by any persons of rank or his cause espoused by the people, as he had vainly been led to hope, the issue might have been very different. Finding, however, that the forces he'd landed were received as enemies and either slain or captured, he immediately altered his course and steered towards Ireland, where, with the assistance of the Earl of Desmond, he laid siege to Waterford. But having been compelled to raise the siege by an army under the command of the Lord Deputy, and having lost three of his ships, he retreated with precipitation and returned again to Flanders, re infecta. A contemporary account is given in Edward Hall's Chronicle. In it, Hall writes that while Henry VII was on his progress to Lancashire, there to recreate his spirits and solace himself with his mother, the Lady Margaret, Warbeck, who was in Flanders, determined not to leave the hope and trust that he had conceived in his mad head to obtain the crown and realm of England. Warbeck gathered what Hall describes as a great army of valiant captains of all nations, which included Englishmen in exile, thieves, robbers and vagabonds, a rabblement of knaves, and departed from Flanders in ships provided by his supporters. Hall writes that he didn't have a fixed place to land in mind, just wheresoever the wind brought him. And the wind drove him onto the coast of Kent, where he cast his anchors. He decided to make exploration and inquiry whether the Kentish men would take his part and follow him as their captain, as in the past they'd shown themselves not timorous or afraid of their own mind in troublous seasons to move war against their princes. In the meantime, Hall explains, the Kentish men had heard that this feigned duke was come and had heard that he was but a painted image and were considering what to do, whether to help him or to support their king. They considered how small a profit had been earned in previous rebellions and concluded that this pretender came to spoil, destroy and waste the country rather than to conquer it for their wealth and commodity. And he was also bringing strangers and foreigners with him. So the Kentish men decided not to support Warbeck and instead decided that they should lure his men off their ships by fair promises and friendly words and then fight them. Warbeck was suspicious, so he decided to stay on board his ship until he was sure of their support, but he did allow his men to go ashore, where they were surrounded and attacked by the Kentish men, and at one stroke vanquished and driven back to their ships, and there were taken prisoners 160 persons. Hall goes on to state that the captured rebels were taken to London, railed in ropes like horses drawn in a cart, tried and executed, some in London and some in coastal towns. Hall concludes his account of Warbeck's landing by saying, "Wherefore, Perkin, failing of his purpose, fled back into Flanders and there tarried, consulting with his friends until such time as he had better prepared for things to come more prudently than he had done before time." Warbeck landed for a second time in England on the 7th of September 1497, landing at White Sand Bay near Land's End in Cornwall. He challenged Henry VII's claim to the throne by raising a rebellion in Cornwall after he was declared King Richard IV on Bodmin. However, the rebellion was squashed and Warbeck was captured and imprisoned. He was hanged at Tyburn on the 23rd of November 1499 after escaping twice from the Tower of London and being recaptured. If you want another bit of Tudor history, you can check out the description for this video to find last year's On This Day in Tudor History. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.